From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Our weather will be prone to rapid changes from one day to the next through the weekend before leveling off into a relatively warm and dry state for much of next week. For this afternoon, there will be a chance of snow showers in the Adirondacks with a mix of snow or rain showers elsewhere north and over high terrain in the south. Rain showers will be likely in southern valleys with all precipitation tapering off from west to east. Temperatures will range in the 30s, steady or falling, except lower 40s in far southern valleys. Winds are now becoming northwesterly behind a departing cold front. Drier air working in aloft will help the precipitation to diminish from west to east, although the influence of low pressure spinning just off the New England coast will help to linger the rain showers or mountain snow showers over much of New Hampshire during the afternoon. A ridge of high pressure will be extending in from the central Appalachians late tonight, helping skies to clear and temperatures to fall into the teens and 20s. By tomorrow, northern areas should see temperatures in the low to mid 30s and southern areas in the mid to upper 30s. This is a little below average for Thanksgiving Day, although that's a bit problematic since the date of Thanksgiving varies, unlike holidays such as Christmas, or better yet, the 4th of July. Although a bit cool for the date, it will be dry tomorrow. Clouds will be on the increase, though, especially north. Clouds tomorrow will result from a warm front that will be moving across the eastern Great Lakes. Distant low pressure moving across northern Quebec will drop the related cold front into northern sections late tomorrow night and early in the day on Friday. During that time, snow showers will become likely over the Adirondacks and northern Green Mountains, with the chance of snow showers in northern valleys. After the dissipating cold front drops through northern areas early on Friday, winds will abruptly shift to the southwest ahead of low pressure that will be racing eastward out of the Canadian prairies. That low will draw warmer air in before tracking northeastward into northern Quebec on Saturday. The system will bring another warm front through on Friday night, creating mild conditions for much of the day on Saturday. After that, the first of two cold fronts will mean scattered and light rain or snow showers as it approaches on Saturday. Behind a second front will come a period of northwest winds, likely to drive periods of snow showers over the northern mountains on Saturday night and Sunday, at which time many areas appear likely to experience falling daytime temperatures. High pressure will again ridge in from the south on Monday, leading to a warming trend. Two or three consecutive days of above-average temperatures then appear likely beginning next Tuesday, as at that time an area of high pressure will become centered over the mid-Atlantic seaboard before slowly shifting offshore for the rest of the week. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers in the Adirondacks, a mix of snow or rain showers elsewhere north and over high terrain in the south, rain showers likely in southern valleys with all precipitation tapering off from west to east. Temperatures in the 30s, steady or falling, except lower 40s in far southern valleys, northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy through midnight with a few evening flurries in the mountains northeast, then clearing. Lows from the upper teens to mid-20s, northern cold hollows in the low to mid-teens, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, diminishing late. On Thursday, partly to mostly cloudy north, morning sun giving way to gradually increasing afternoon clouds in the south, highs in the low to mid-30s north, mid to upper 30s south, west to southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, chance of snow showers after midnight in the north, except likely in the Adirondacks and northern Greens, lows in the 20s. On Friday, mostly sunny south, partly to mostly sunny north, chance of morning snow showers generally over high terrain from Route 2 northward, highs in the mid-30s to around 40 north, in the upper 30s to mid-40s south. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.